It's Parshas Vayetze. And when there's nothing to say, then a person should get in touch with the Kol Simcha, the voice of Simcha, of joy. Pshischa Torah can give you back your life. So it says this week, Vihine Sulam Mutzav Arzu. Behold, there's a Yaakov is dreaming. Behold, there's a ladder standing on the ground. Verosha Megia Shemaima, the top is touching heaven. Vehine, and behold, Malach Elikim Oilim Veyordim Boy, angels of God are going up and down. Vehine, and behold, Hashem Nitz of Olov. So in Pshischa, he remarks on the three times Vehine. And there's a Sifri in Parshas Korach that talks about the different Vihines. But the Rebbe Rabbunim says, when you're on the ladder, how do you know that you're on the ladder? How do you know that you're moving forward? How do you know that there's something holy going on in your life? You know, that we're in so much, we're asleep. So he says Vehine, and he brings this medrash, is a loshen simcha, expression of joy. So the three times Vehine, 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 it will tell you that even though you're on the first rung of the ladder, you really only have one foot on the ladder. But Vehine, 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 already you're feeling the joy. Then you know that this is a ladder which stands on the ground, but Rosh Hashanah Shemaimu. So if you experience the Simcha, you know, people who people are doing tshuva of one kind or another, whether it's a stealth 12-step tshuva or a Isha Torah tshuva or whatever kind of tshuva it is, when a person connects with the divine source, there's a tremendous simcha. And that's how you know that it's divine. Because if it's not divine, then there's no simcha. So, Yaakov has a dream that there's a ladder standing on the ground, at the top, Magia Shemaima. So the question is, what's the ladder resting on? You can't just have a ladder that doesn't rest on something. The whole point about the ladder is that it has to have something to rest on. So the Zohar Kodesh says, why doesn't it say, Elekei Avicha Yitzchak? Why does God say, God says to him, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha, I am the God of your father Avraham, Velekei Yitzchak, and the God of Yitzchak. Why doesn't it say Avicha about Yitzchak? So Zohar Kodesh says, because Yaakov is in the middle. In a sense, like the Zohar Kodesh is trying to say that Yaakov is not here, he's not the son of Yitzchak, he's in between Avram and Yitzchak. So Avram is his father, but Yitzchak is not. So the Neois Desha, the brother of the Beis Yaakov, both sons of the Mea Shiloyach, he says that Rashi says that Yaakov was going to Choron. He got a little ways and he said to himself, one, I went past the place where my fathers worshipped and they prayed, what I shouldn't go, I shouldn't pray. So he went back. He had this tremendous cheshek to go and daven where Avram and Yitzchak had davened. As soon as he turned around, Then it says, Eretz Yisrael came towards him. Vayifka b'mokim, he encountered the place because the place was actually coming towards him. So Yerushalayim tore itself out of its place and came towards him in Basel. So he slept in Yerushalayim, but it was Basel. Why? Because Yerushalayim had jumped a bit. So Rashi says that the ladder, the bottom of the ladder was in Beersheva. The top of the ladder was in Basel. Where Yaakov was lying, was Yerushalayim, was the Haramaria, the Mokaim HaMikdash. So, you know, all the pictures that we have of this dream, we have Yaakov lying down on the ground with his head on a stone, because the Torah tells us, Vayikach me'avne amokim v'yotzem mirashoysov. He took off the stones of the place and he put his head. And in the picture, it doesn't matter where you have a painting or a drawing of this tree, Yaakov is sleeping and the ladder is above him and you got angels up and down. Then Ois Desha says, that is not the dream. That's not the dream. The Zohar Kodesh is telling us, Yaakov Be'emtza, you know, the foot of the ladder is in Beersheva. Because Avraham has got one foot on the ladder. You know what's keeping the ladder pinned to the ground? Avraham's got a foot on the bottom rung. Yitzchak is at the top of the ladder. So what's keeping the ladder from falling? It's nothing to rest on. You know what it's resting on? It's resting on Yaakov. So now, the image is completely different. There's a ladder at a slant. The bottom of the ladder has a really heavy man with his foot on it. And there's another man who's acting as the fulcrum. It's leaning against Yaakov. Yaakov is standing there bent over, hunched, and the ladder is like resting against his shoulders. V'roishi magia shemaimo. It depends now on two things. How heavy Avraham Avinu can stomp on that first step, and how strong Yaakov Avinu is to not fall down. And on those two depends, and that's why it's a Lekei Avraham Avicho, because Yaakov and Avraham are keeping this ladder. What's on the top of the ladder? What's in Beis El? Yitzchak. So the Ois Desha says, what's the metaphor of Yitzchak on the top of the ladder? You see, the essence of Shemayim, we see there in Parshas Mishpotim, Etzem HaShemayim LeToihar, that the heavens are clear and brilliant. Which one of us is clear and brilliant? Who can be clear and brilliant? There's a tremendous Midas Hadin at work. If I want to be heavenly, as soon as I want to be heavenly, I become transparent. Is ma'achem vay. As soon as I'm transparent, then everybody can see the Midas Hadin, can see what's really going on inside me. So as I'm trying to go up the ladder, I encounter the need for more and more transparency, and the more and more transparent I am, the more I can be seen, the more I can be judged, the more easily my faults become apparent. Who, the only one the only creature, the only person who can be at the top of that ladder is Yitzchak Avinu, who is the Merkava of Midas HaDin. He don't care. He doesn't mind being seen. Yikov HaDin is so hard. You know, Yitzchak, he blesses Esav. Why? Doesn't he know Esav is a Rosha? Yitzchak says, let the judgment come and gore the mountain. You know, it's like, my Merkava is the Din. The Din is that he's the firstborn. As a firstborn, he's entitled to the blessing. Doesn't matter whether he's a Rosh or not. Yikov HaDin is Sahar. Yitzchak has the ability, as we were learning the Gemara in Chulin, you know, when Yitzchak says to God, Palga Alai, Palga Aloch, Rabbani Shalom, if you'll accept to carry half the Jewish sins, I'll carry the other half. And if you tell me Yitzchak carried all, I'll carry it all. Why? Because my ashes are right there on the Mizbeach, you know? Yitzchak could bear to be looked at, and he could bear to look. Why Yitzchak's eyes don't see in this world anymore? Because he's looked into the heavens. You know, Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditchev says, what was going on with Yaakov Avinu? Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva vayelech Charono. Yaakov Avinu, he understands that in order for God to become visible in everybody, everybody has to become a Keli. We have to realize that we are vessels for the divine. And that's the meaning of chinuch. And Reb Levi Yitzchak starts by saying this is the meaning of Chanukah. What does chinuch mean? We usually understand it to mean as teaching. And the Berditchev says, no, that's not what chinuch is. Chinuch is that you make someone into a vessel. When it talks about the chinuch of the Kohanim, when the clothing of the Kohanim, the priests were given their sacred clothing, it says, Lemale es yodam, to fill their hands, lechahen. The Kohanim had to be made into vessels for the divine. We all have to be made into vessels for the divine. And that's the meaning of the word chinuch. And so, you're not teaching a child. There's nothing you can teach. And there's no point in trying to give them some learning. The point about having children is that, and ourselves, is that we are trying to make ourselves into vessels. For what? For the Hashro'o, for the dwelling. It should be obvious that we are vessels for the divine. If you're not a vessel, if you don't experience yourself as a vessel, then you can't experience the divinity inside you. So the Berditchev says, Yaakov Avinu, he looks all the way into the first thought of God. And as we've said many times, the first thought of God is Knesset Yisrael. Like we say, Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reshis, Yisrael, Olo B'machashovo. If I can say about God that God thinks, that God had a thought, if I could say such a thing, And in order to talk about anything, I guess we have to use a language. So we say that God had a thought. What was the thought? Yisroel ola b'machashov. And that's the meaning of the word bereshis. B'shvil Yisroel shenikroim reshis. So the Yidden are that first thought. They are the stone on which the world is built. That thought, that original thought of God, that is like the stone on which everything is built. And in time, in space, we say that's Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, that place, that Evan HaShisiyah, that stone. What was the thing about the Evan HaShisiyah? That is the stone that Yaakov goes looking for. That thought, which is the true Achdus, which is the true oneness. So Yaakov spends his whole life thinking about this. And what does he want to do? He wants to make that happen. He wants that thought, that original stone from which the world is built, he wants it to grow, to become, to be, to happen. Misham roya Evan Yisrael. So, for it to happen, Knesset Yisrael, the people of Israel, have to come into being. It has to be a binyan sholem. In order for it to be a binyan sholem, a whole building, there has to be space. And we were learning in Sefer Yetzirah, the inyan of the Yud Beis Gvulei Alachsa and the 12 diagonals of the dodecahedron that come out of this cube, which is the way we understand space being four directions and up and down. Yaakov Avinu understands that this stone, that this machshava, the very beginning of everything, in order for it to become in Olam Nefesh and Shono, it has to become Knesset Yisrael, and he understands that he's got something to do with it. He wants to make it into a Koyma Shleima. So the tradition says, and even though the Torah tells us, you know, you can't take the pasuk out of its pshat. If he says he took a stone, it means a stone. If he says that he poured oil over it when he woke up and he made it into his bech, we're not contradicting the text. We're just saying that there's a deeper meaning. So Yaakov, he has to leave this thought where he is, because you have to go from the Olam of Machshava, you have to leave the world of thought, and you have to go into the world of action. And there in the world of action, Yaakov realizes that there's not going to be one stone, it's going to become me avne hamokim. He's there in the mokim amigdash, and he sees it's the thing is flying apart. Vayelech charono, and he sees the tremendous rage. He sees all the breaking, all the spoiling and the smashing that's going to be. You know, for Yaakov Avinu, that was a terrible yerida. So he's gone from Be'sheva. He's gone from these seven midois. He's gone from this tremendous oneness where he's looking at the thought, the original thought, which is like the stone of Knesset Yisroel, which he's figuring out what he can do to make it happen in the world. Vayelech harono, and he sees what's really going to happen in the world. And he says, Vayifka b'amokoim, the B'ditchva says, Yaakov Avinu sees that it's not just his kinderlech, it's not just Knesset Yisroel, which is going to fly apart. It's vayifka b'amokim kavyochol, that this just as much impinges upon the divine as it does upon the mundane. It's not just us who have flown apart. It's not just the Yiddish kinder who are in exile. It's everything. That original thought, so to speak, has flown apart. Yaakov Avinu was so much pain that he goes into the night, he goes into the dream. Vayachaloim, he can't really stay in his waking wakeness. It's too much. And then, as he goes into the darkness, he realizes, Vihine, Vihine, Anachmo Vihine, God is standing over him. Vihine Hashem Nitzav Olav, Ayoyma, Ani Hashem Nekevra. So, what's happening, and this is one of the Ishbitz Torahs, the deepest Torahs, is that Rabbeinu Shlomo says to him, Yaakov, you have to understand that the way things are the way things have to be. And you should know that even in your sleep, you are mekusher. Even in the deepest gulas, doesn't matter how you feel that you're flying apart and that you're disconnected from the source and that you're in the deepest trouble in the pirud. You should know, I'm standing over you, Ushmarticha, I'm going to guard you, B'chol HaShetelech, wherever you go. Has gu nisht moire zu haben. V'hashivoysicha, Elo Adam alzois. Ki loy e'ezovcha, because I'm not going to abandon you, Ad Hashem osisi es HaShedibarti lach, until I've done everything that I promised. You know, there's a pasuk, V'achalticho, it says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Im toshiv mishev esraglecho, if you, talking about Shabbos, Atzois cheftzecho b'yom kodshi, if you rest, if you turn back from where your feet want to take you, from doing your own desires on my holy day, Kurusel Shabbos oinik, and you call Shabbos oinik, l'kdoish Hashem mechubad v'chibadetu ma'asois drachecho, and you honor it from doing your own business, m'tzeicheftzecho v'dabedover, from finding things and talking things, oz tisanag al Hashem. So if you call Shabbos an oinig, then you're going to have joy al Hashem, v'chalticho nachlas Yaakov avicho, and I'm going to feed you the nachlo, the inheritance of Yaakov, your father, pi Hashem diber. Say this on Shabbos. People say this before Kiddush. So the Bais Yaakov says, he brings this pasuk again and again. Vayetzi Yaakov mebe'er sheva vayelech harono. It says, Uferatzto yom avakedmo. God says to Yaakov, Uferatzto yom avakedmo tzofoino vanegbo. You are going to explode out in every direction. So Yaakov has nachlo b'li mitzorim. Yaakov's inheritance doesn't have boundaries. What does it have to do with oinek? V'karoso l'shabbos oinek. So the Bais Yaakov says like this. The opposite of oinek is nega. We were learning in Sefer Yetzirah, right? What's the connection? You know, when we were learning it, we were saying that oinig is pleasure, and nega is the opposite of pleasure, it's pain. And we brought the medrash and the mefarshim that the nega, the first nega is in the Torah, is that with which Paro is stricken. And you know, that was what was preventing him from taking pleasure in sorrow. So nega and oineg, there's a physical connection, right? But the Bais Yaakov says like this, the targum for nega is segir, locked. And the Zohar Kodesh says, nega tzeras is the Segira de Nahore Lo. So he says anything that you are locked into that you can't stop is nega. So if there's something you enjoy and you can walk away, that's oinek. The moment you can't walk away from it, it's nega. And he says, and what is oineg? It's when chachma opens up. And you see how you're connected to the source. In physics, there's something called asymptotic freedom. The scientists say that if you look at the middle of the center of physical matter, you look at a proton, right inside a proton, it's made of quarks. Quarks are like, they come in threes. The first thing about them is that they come in threes. And they're so free of one another that they move around and come at almost the speed of light. But they're so mekusha in one another, they're so tied to one another, that if you were to try and pull one quark of these three away from the others, the amount of energy you would need to pull it out of there would create a new one, right? Because energy equals mc squared is my... So the amount of energy you would need to tear the one away from the other two would be so great that in doing so you could succeed, but it would immediately be replaced by the energy that you used to pull it out, and it would be another physical thing there in its place. Asymptotic freedom means that so long as you don't try and pull the things apart, they're free, completely free. They move around as though the other two are not there, and the mamish moving come out at the speed of light, right? So it's free. It's free so long as it's not, you don't try and pull it away, right? This is like always the Ishbit Satori. He says, when you get something, when you're given something, in order for you to keep it, you have to give it back. When Chochmah opens for you, you're in a state of joy. When the nothingness opens for you and suddenly you're filled with everything, that's the meaning of Chochmah Eloh has opened for you, right? You have nothing and you're feeling at the bottom, you have nowhere to go, you're empty, you feel like you're up against the wall, all of a sudden you're opening up, you feel the simcha and the joy. What is that? The gates of Chochmah Eloh opened up for you. So what have you got to do? You got to straight give it back. As soon as you try and hold onto it and grasp it, it becomes Segiru Ilo Denahoiru Ilo, it becomes Nega. And you know something? This is the secret of Oinek. V'karoso l'shabas Oinek. What does it mean, v'karoso? You have to call it? What do you mean, you have to call Shabbos a pleasure? You have to invite it. The Zohar Kodesh says, the Yasmini. You have to invite Shabbos to come, right? What happens as soon as Shabbos comes? You give everything away, right? It's like, oh, I can't do anything now. It's Shabbos. The same thing is with pleasure. As soon as you get pleasure, you have to give it away. As soon as you hold on to it, it's nega. And even giving pleasure, if you become connected to the giving of the pleasure in such a way you can't stop, it's also nega. So then what is the meaning of Oz Tisana Gal Hashem? It means whatever you give me, I let it go and I give straight back. V'tzorech ha'odam limtze b'chazorah kol ha'koyachos shelay. It doesn't matter what koyach you have, whether you have a koyach to speak, you have a koyach to eat, you have a koyach to heal, you have a koyach to write, you have a koyach to smile at people, you have a koyach to daven, you have a koyach to learn, you have a koyach to love. You have to give it back. You have to let it go. Thank you. You know, ultimately, I have to be ready to bow under the shibud of Ol Malchus. Like the Gemara says, Ein luchoch ben choyren keloy mit Torah. Like, if I'm really in the learning of the Torah, then I become free. Because Torah and Yisrael and Kedesh Brich Hu Chad. Because if I really am in the learning the Torah, and the Torah is my davening, and the davening is my Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my learning, and I become the Torah, and then we become all three of us like these things that are so tightly bound together that we become completely free. That's the meaning of Oinek. Oz Tisanek Al Hashem. What's the Al Hashem? It's referring to that Ola B'machashova, that first thought that arises even before Rabbeinu Shlem says Ani. It arises in the Ein, where Yisrael Ola B'machashova. That's Nachlas Yaakov B'li Mitzorim. That's the Nachla of Yaakov. Yaakov Chevel Nachalosoi. We are the chain. You know, a chain has to be three links. Less than three links, not a chain. The Chevel Nachlosoi of Yaakov, as we were saying last week, we said a thousand times, the Rabbeinu Shalom considers that his part, his little piece of the universe, which is what he was really had in mind from the very beginning, that's the Yiddish Kinder, right? That's the Yaakov. That's the Yisrael. Three things which are nikna b'yisurin, the three things that require pain. Eretz Yisrael, it's Yaakov. The Torah, it's Yaakov. Olam Haba, it's Yaakov. We have to understand. I need to understand. What is the greatest pleasure? I just have to tell you, I was coming home from shul in the morning, standing waiting for the traffic light to go green or red so I can cross the road. I've just come from shul and, you know, I think to myself, you know, the first conscious moment I've had since I got up this morning is here. I'm stood at the traffic light. I don't even remember davening. I don't remember putting on tefillin. I don't remember kriyas. I don't remember anything. I've been unconscious since I woke up. It's like I'm standing in front of the traffic light on my way home, and I'm suddenly awake. And I say, Rabbeinu Shlem, thank you for this moment of wakefulness. Thank you.